It is very worrying, and we hope that the investigation will be launched quickly so as to identify the perpetrators of these serious crimes. This is simply unacceptable, particularly coming from people who have fought so hard to gain their independence, and we are hoping that they will behave in a different manner and live together in harmony.
You've said that you are particularly worried about reports of an ethnic dimension to the violence in Juba and Jonglei State. Could you go into more detail for us, please?
As you may know, the situation in Jonglei has been very worrying. In fact, last September, I sent a team down there to conduct an investigation. It was very clear that the fragility of the situation in Jonglei State and the high tension among communities there made us to really insist that the South Sudan government take urgent measures to prevent the further escalation of the violence. In this context, we even recommended, following the launch of the National Committee on Prevention of and Punishment of Genocide, War Crimes, Crimes Against Humanity, and all forms of discrimination, in accordance with the International Conference of the Great Lake Region Protocol, that they really do whatever is possible to curb the violence. And in fact, my office even offered to support this newly established committee, as well as other relevant institutions, to promote peace forums in the country, and particularly dialogue between the Mule, Lunuer, and the Dinka communities of Jonglei State. And as a matter of priority, in fact, I even contacted the chairperson of the two committees, offering my support in collaboration with UNMISS and other relevant agencies. Unfortunately, what is happening now, of course, started with, I would say, a political battle, because everything started since President Salva Kiir removed his vice president. And I do believe that if this situation is not addressed, of course, we will enter into another ethnic conflict.
Are you concerned about the possibility of ethnic cleansing?
This is something I will not exclude. I will not exclude it because, to my view, it is time. Although, as I said, it is not an ethnic problem. It was more a political problem between these two actors. But at the end of the day, because of the current situation as it is going and hate speech also going on, I'm afraid we may enter into a ethnic conflict. And that is why it is important that really we look into this matter quickly, and that the authorities take really serious measures to bring it to a halt. And I think this violence should stop immediately.
Many people are surprised by the speed at which the situation in South Sudan has deteriorated. Why do you think that is?
As I said, we do realize that leading government officials, I mean, including Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Inspector General of Police, they express a reservation about the international community's concern at the situation in Jonglei, because you may notice Jonglei is an area where issue is very serious. And in their opinion, the attention was uncalled for, as the root of the tensions lay in traditional cattle raiding. In fact, they claimed that no group had been targeted on the basis of ethnicity. But unfortunately, one has to realize that the similar concerns were not expressed when the Mule attacked and killed civilians from the Nuer or the Dinka ethnic group or SPLA soldiers. When the Mule were attacking and abducting children of communities in neighboring Tibor country, while the other communities were simply defending themselves. So I think it is extremely important and to really go ahead, because if you see UNICEF even had the carried studies, you know, which shows that contrary to perception, the Mule have the highest population growth rate of all communities in Jonglei State. That study also indicated that the practice of abducting women and children is not confined to the Mule. Dinka and Lunuer ethnic group also reportedly abduct women and children during raids against the Mule. So to my view, I think what is important, there is a power struggle going on since July, when I think Riek Machar was intending to become a candidate at the next election. I think what is happening is extremely serious, and it is important that South Sudan protect its population without discrimination. Those who will be identified behind these killings, they will face justice, because the chain of command will definitely be looked upon. And I think it is critical that both leaders, I mean, I'm referring to President Salva Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar, they realize that common responsibility is today something which is key. And as a former head of the Arusha tribunal trying the genocide there, I can tell you, you cannot say that I did not know, because when you are in some position, you ought to know.